Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a wild and wacky Wednesday here in New York City. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. And it's me, your other boy, the international superstar. And thank you for tuning in to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. I am one lucky guy because I've got two beautiful and funny women across the table from me, from the Bad Fanfic Podcast. Join us for... Amanda, is this your first time on the show?
This is my first time here, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's our new friend, Amanda Lynn Baez. How are you?
I am... you want me to be honest? Or you want
Go nuts, dude.
Oh, my God. The first 3 weeks of this month were fucking horrific. I lost my great-grandma. I lost a really good friend of mine in a week span. But I'm happy now. I'm here.
Well, I'm very glad you're out of the house and doing stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
And that is a sign of your strength. So thank you so much for joining us. And... been on the show a bunch, incredibly funny writer, very, very entertaining, and a very sweet person. Rebecca Kaplan, how are you?
Oh, my great-grandma didn't die.
So, pretty good.
Yeah.
By the way, great-grandma's pushing it. Listen, I understand you're Spanish and you have 85 last names, probably. But most people's great-grandmas don't kick around for that. Actually, you know what? You're Spanish. You might have been 50.
No, she was like, I don't know, eating some grassroots all the time. So she lived to like 94, 93.
Nice.
So it's like, I shouldn't be that sad because I'm like, oh, you're just old as shit. But I miss her. She was funny.
My grandma's 90. And yeah, she's my favorite person. She's my most entertaining person. And she does not care for me or what I do.
That's amazing. Most of them don't. After a certain age, they like kind of forget.
Oh, yeah. She's done with me. But I'm very entertained. This is a real conversation I had with my grandma on the phone. As she was hanging up, I went, all right, I love you. And she went, I like you too.
They're so fucking real. No, my great grandma would be like, you've gotten really fat. And I'm like, I love how honest you are, you know?
My grandma's never seen any of my stand up. She's never seen a clip. She has no idea what I do. She watched one movie I was in once and told me, don't ever show me that any of those ever again.
Well, no, she's alive now.
Yeah, she's still kicking.
White people live on, man.
Still kicking. Let's get plugs right out of the way because we got a bunch of funny stories to do. Amanda, what do you want people to check out?
Check out Chud City Comedy. I run an amazing alt comedy show in Brooklyn. In New York City in general. And Amanda Lynn Baez. You could just Google me. You might see my... everything I have, my arrest even, so.
Fantastic. Ms. Kaplan?
You can check out my tour dates on my website at RebeccaTKaplan.com and check out my stand-up and stuff. And I have a Wednesday weekly show at Flophouse Comedy Club in Williamsburg.
Very cool. Check that out. Find me on Instagram, ZachIsNotFunny, punchup.live/ZachAmico for my dates. Taking a little break, ski, but I got my special coming out next month. And that same week, I will be at the Gathering of the Juggalos, hosting the main stage Thursday and doing commentary for Juggalo Championship Wrestling two of those nights. Plus, I should be farting around and hosting some of the contests and emceeing some of the stuff. So come hang out. Give me a big old whoop whoop and don't pick up any of the poop dollars. I don't know if you guys know what that means.
No, I'm jealous.
But I will fill you in. And hey, if you like the show, go to Punch Up. Oh, let's get Punch Up. I'm having a tough morning. Go to gasdigital.com. Use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You save money off your subscription. You get access to the live chat, as well as the archives. Thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from the last decade. And most importantly, you get our Friday bonus episode. We do three of these suckers a week. And if you want all three, you got to subscribe. But regardless, however you consume the program, I sincerely thank you. And yes, at the Gathering of the Juggalos, the first thing I tell people I had to be told this as well. If you see money on the ground, leave it. Because people wipe their butts with dollars and then leave them and walk like 10 feet away and watch whoever picks them up.
Fuck's sake.
And you're also at a place with no running water.
Is it bad that, like, am I too Jewish I'd pick up that dollar. I don't care.
You should see the people that are there.
But how is it different than if you just get any dollar anywhere? So you don't know what people have done with dollars.
No, but you know there's shit on it.
You can better protect yourself against...
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I remember some prank show did a thing years ago where they put a 20 in a toilet bowl and then put, like, yellow food coloring in the water and, like, a turd. And they saw who would try and fish the 20 out.
I feel like I'd do that.
I'd do that.
Maybe
I'd do it for less.
When I was broke in my, like, early 20s, I might have tried to take toilet paper and make, like, a glove and then immediately run it underwater.
Yeah, no, that's where my brain was kind of going. I feel like I'd do
something. Yeah, maybe, and then I wouldn't want to put it in my wallet right away. I would want to let it, like...
No, let it dry.
Yeah.
Hang it on the window.
And, by the way, huge hypocrite, because since I staple money to myself, or I let people staple money to me for tips at things, the amount of bloody money I have handed to bodega guys who immediately scream and won't touch it. And then I go, oh, my nephew colored on, like, my nephew stole it and drew on it with a marker. And I don't have a nephew. that's just my go-to story. And I'm banned from the Bank of America by my house because I had 100 stapled to my head.
Uh-huh.
And when they tore it off, it ripped in half. But then I read online that as long as you have a certain, like, over 70% of the bill, you can take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to exchange it. So I brought in this, like, torn in half 100 with blood all over it. And the lady's like, there's absolutely no way we're taking this. And I was like, and I brought up the Bank of America website and showed them thing. So then the manager came out with a new 100. And she's like, we're doing this once. And also, I never want to see you here again. I actually had to go to... because I needed to deposit stuff, and I was nervous. It wouldn't go through on my phone for some reason. I had to go to the Bank of America on the... Have you been to the Chinese side of Sunset Park?
Yes, I have.
Dude, I did not know that it was like rig-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding Chinese. Like, fucking fish truck. It was fish truck Chinese.
Have you been to Industry City, though?
Yes.
It is the cutest. I'm like in little, like... Was it Chinese or Japan? I'm like in some Asian country in there. It's fabulous.
This was not great. Oh. And the Bank of America I went to was like, I thought I just went to the bank in China. And if you've ever been impatient, stand behind an old Chinese man at a bank teller. I don't know what he was asking him, but it was a 20-minute process for a withdrawal.
Jesus Christ.
And listen, no hate to the Chinese. Great culture, great food, hardworking.
Oh, for sure.
Nose to the fucking grindstone people. And I admire anybody that can squat and smoke. A very impressive feature, but holy shit.
I'm surprised you didn't just like push him aside and just...
I don't have that in me. Every time I've been to Europe, I get pushed. Because I'm everything that's wrong with America. One time I went to Portugal. And I was waiting in line at a deli, and I didn't realize I was supposed to walk, like, another foot. And an old lady punched me in the back to move me. And I was like, what the fuck? And they went, you're American. You don't understand. They hate you.
Yeah, no.
I was like, how they know? I'm like, they looked at you for a second.
She just punched your back.
She hit me so hard.
No, Portuguese people are nuts.
Have you been?
My family is like from like above. Well, I'm Puerto Rican, but you know they like kind of started the whole slave trade. Yeah. So I'm like part Portuguese.
By the way, I was gonna say Puerto Rican, but that's such a mean thing to call a half black, half Puerto Rican person.
Puerto Rican. No, but they are crazy. I grew up with a lot of them in Jersey, so they have like no filter.
I love the. It was a beautiful place. A little nervous with the driving. Because the road, have you ever been in Europe where the roads are like tiny?
Oh, yeah, they're so
tiny. And people are doing like 70. I got so nervous. Dude, I have a friend who's about my size, and they went to some real shithole European country to make a movie. And when he got out of the plane, the producer goes, "Oh, your friend, he is too big to walk the street." And they went, "What?" He goes, "Our street, very tiny. If car come one way and your friend walk other, one of them have to move." So to be told you're too fat to walk in the street was a new one.
Your friend can't just like King Kong over the car, like just like on all fours. You know?
He's a larger gentleman. He's of my, of my... Not the most dexterous.
Even with like adrenaline, you never have like adrenaline pumping and you're like, oh shit, my body needs to do something it hasn't done in 15.
Every once in a while when I do wrestling stuff, I'll get a little energy, but it's few and far between. I'm a sleepy boy. I'm like having I'm the bodega cat of Gas Digital. I just fall asleep in different corners.
I love that.
All right, we got a bunch of dumb stories to do. Let's start with this one. Woman, 32, accused of having pool sex with elderly man in front of children. Shannon?
Okay, so they were in, I'm guessing, what their apartment complex, one of their apartment complexes. This is what they look like, if you want to see.
Always. Great.
I feel like he looks pretty great for 75.
He looks great.
Yeah, he looks
she
awesome.
Looks like... slightly inbred.
Like she'd be banging a 75-year-old.
Yeah.
In a pool? Yeah, yeah.
For like meth or something.
Yeah, that's apartment complex pussy.
So they said that she was on top of him and like grinding on him and making loud sounds in the pool. And there were children and everything around. So they ended up calling the cops to come because the kids were disturbed by what was happening. They claimed that they were like, that she was on top of him, but they weren't actually like having penetrative sex, and he says the reason why that would be impossible is because he, quote, has a penile implant. I don't know how that makes it impossible. I think that would make it possible.
I think if you have a penile implant, you have to like pump it before you have sex.
That's exactly what it is. So they're saying that seems like a workaround.
I think they're being ageist. I think that they were doing an eighth grade dry hump in the pool. And the kids
were
like, they're old and ugly. If they were teens, they probably would have just
Okay. It's inappropriate, of course.
Of course. Yes, it is. Any age to do
I think
that.
You get one, hey, knock it off. Because you might be in the throes of passion and not know there's people there.
Mm-hmm.
You might have had a few glasses of wine in the morning.
In other cultures, like, people have sex in front of kids all the time.
Okay.
Sorry. Like,
I'm like, what? Portuguese people?
Please. Delve into your trauma. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my parents. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Like the Kung people.
Ah, so you're saying third world more places where they don't have a lot of rooms.
Stoves and.
I think, yeah. Well, I read like this like
anthropological
study of the Kung people, and you know, like they would just like the parents would just have sex and like the kids would be there and everything was fine, you know. Like, I feel like we don't need to be traumatized by having sex in front of children.
I'd rather not.
Sure.
I think it'd be a little weird. I feel like it's a cultural thing. Like, I know a lot of black friends of mine say that their mom used to walk around topless a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's just a cultural thing.
I'm fine seeing nipples.
Topless is different than sex.
No, I'm saying there's a scale where I would be horrified.
Oh. It's definitely a European thing where, like, everyone is... I mean, there's condom machines out on the street or at the beach, and there's tents at the beach. They're, like, kind of implying, like, you know, you never know. And America's just, like, shunning... Yeah, we do shun sex a lot.
I heard my parents have sex once, and I'm still dealing with it.
But if you had heard them have sex 100 times, I bet you'd
be used to it. Yeah.
Or I'd be way worse.
<You'd> be dead.
Yeah, there might be something. I might be killing animals right now. Also, and I've told this story before, the circumstances of it get worse with every part of the story. So I think it was traumatic for multiple reasons, because it's a moment I can specifically point to learning a thing about myself and my relationship with my mother.
Was she in clown costume?
No, but she did used to volunteer as a clown, and I recently saw a picture of the both of us as clowns when I was three, and I went, that explains a lot. That explains somebody's Google search history. Okay, you guys can judge me. So I'll get your, I would love your feedback. So you can judge me here. I'm making myself vulnerable. AJ, Shannon, you also can chime in. I very specifically remember when it was. I want to say 2001, because I had just bought South Park, or excuse me, the next day I went to Suncoast Video to buy South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut that I had not seen yet. I was very excited. Night before, I'm up in bed because I'm excited because I'm going to buy the South Park movie. And this was a very big cultural moment for me. In the middle of the night, I hear bed springs. Now, also, I need you to know, I grew up without doors.
Oh, no.
My room didn't have a door, and my parents' bedroom had a sliding door that they did not close. and that we were across the house from each other, but it was a small apartment. I hear there the...
Hold, are we going to... we need an explanation why there were no doors.
When you say people had sex with their kids, that was my grandparents' house, and they put an extra bedroom on before I was born. My dad lived in the house with four brothers, his great aunt, and his mom and dad in a one bedroom. Wow. And they had five kids. That means the first four kids listened to the other kids being made.
Wow.
So I hear that, and then I listen to it get quicker and quicker to the point where now I'm white knuckling the sheets, staring at the ceiling, and I just hear, I hear the dismount. And here's where it gets bad. I hear my dad get up and get a glass of water. He must have been putting work in. This is embarrassing.
Wait, so there was no moaning? It was just bed movement?
Not a sound.
Maybe they were just...
Yeah.
Jumping?
Like, cuddling really hard and moving around.
This is...
Like, and there was hot in the house?
No, this was... Trust me, they were fucking.
No noise, that's crazy. I mean, noise with the bed, but not...
My dad gets a glass of water. I am now pretending to be asleep. My mom, freshly fucked, probably still dripping, comes into my room and puts her hand on my chest. I'm 14. To check if I was breathing, the way you would do with an infant. The way you would do with an infant. To, like, make sure I didn't have late-term SIDS happening. And it made it so much worse that my mom had sex and then went, well, let me check if Zachary's breathing.
You were probably breathing in a weird way, pretending to be asleep.
Maybe, but then it makes me think, how many times did I sleep through her checking on me like a baby?
Yeah, plenty. 14 years old, and she's like...
Yeah, thank God I didn't smell her fingers. But she like checked my, like, put her hand on my chest and, like, followed my breathing.
What made her think that you just died in your sleep?
I mean, now I would get it. But then, not so much. I think that was just my mom's brain.
She's like, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
And I think there's a big part of me that's very affected by that. Not even the fucking. The fact that up until I was almost a man. My mom continually checked on my breathing and my sleep to make sure I didn't, like, choke on a stuffed animal.
Oh, she cares. You're her baby. You're not her only child, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's why. She's fucking nuts. You're okay. Her everything.
Shannon, AJ, thoughts?
I kind of agree because, like, and this is, you know, I'm going to be a crazy cat lady here, but I love my cats very much. And when they sleep sometimes, I'd watch their belly for a second. I'm like, let me just make sure they're very calm. They're not moving. Let me just make sure they're breathing. And it's like when you love something very much, it's sleeping. You're like, let me just check. I think she just loves you very much.
Okay. Do you think it had anything to do with the fact that she had just had sex?
No.
And she felt guilty.
That might, a part of me did think that.
And that in her head, she went, I did something bad. So now God's going to kill my baby.
Quite possibly.
Because I always connected the two. And then I wonder, is that protocol? Every time they fuck, does she have to get up and see if I died? Like a monkey's paw situation.
Do you feel comfortable asking her?
No. I don't think my mom has ever said the word sex to me. My mom still spells out sex. If there's a scene, like, if my mom sees a movie that has a sex scene, she'll go, Zachary, you didn't tell me there was going to be sex in the movie.
Oh, my God.
The same good. Movie that my grandma would, when she says, I'll never watch anything you make ever again. There were two sex scenes in it, 45 minutes apart. One in the opening, where you just see boobs, and one between two girls where they had a blanket up to their belly buttons. So it was just topless. And my mom cried and went, Zachary, is this a fucking porno? I went, what? She goes, this is pornographic. I went, they have a blanket on the bottom half. She goes, this is disgusting. I didn't know you made porno. And then now from now on, she is upset. She says, she thinks every movie I do is pornography.
I love that. She sounds like a hoot.
Oh, yeah. She's a blast. We get along very well now. She's calmed down a lot. She just needed me out of the house.
Oh, okay.
I think she needed her space because I think that was like the trigger for a lot of the crazy.
She grew up religious? Did you grow up religious?
No. And yeah. I always, sometimes when my family says stuff, I'm like, are we Amish? And I don't know about it.
Yeah, I'm like, why would she be so... I don't know that time. I don't know how old your mother is, but I know back in the day, it's just very sensitive. Especially a cultural thing, too.
I think we're just German.
Yeah. Oh, if you're German. Okay, that makes sense. You guys are... No one is... Everyone's closed off.
Yeah, very, very... Yeah. And you're Puerto Rican.
Yes, but I grew up in Germany as a kid. So I know how they can be very reserved. Don't want to talk. My stepmom was also German, and when my dad and her divorced, she didn't even tell us my step-grandma died. She, like, didn't invest. They're just very secretive. It's like, whatever, it's life. I don't want to know. I don't care about it.
All right.
She's D-E-A-D. Like, don't even say the word.
All right, I'm going to give this... Listen, the couple looked like... No, go ahead.
After hearing, like, how repressed your mother is, I do think that there was, like, a thing of... Like, an OCD type, like,
that's what I
did a bad thing, maybe he died.
Yeah, I also... This is going to be Zach trauma dumping. I wasn't allowed to drink glasses of water if my mom was in bed. Because she couldn't sleep knowing there was a cup in the sink. So if I got up to have water in the middle of the night and my mom heard me open a cabinet, she would say, drink from the faucet.
What? Why? Is it like a cleansiness thing?
Or? I think she literally couldn't sleep knowing there was a cup not in the dishwasher.
I'm going to say your mom has OCD.
Yeah.
Oh, the lady that made me eat, if she wasn't home, I had to eat my meals over the garbage.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy.
And my dad, too. My mom would tell us, if you're going to have anything when I'm not home, you have to eat over the garbage can.
Were you just a messy kid? I don't get it.
Like, no. Well, I mean, yes. But not to that point. My cousin Michael, when he was 4 years old, had a chocolate donut from Dunkin' Donuts, got up and ran around the house and got crumbs in the living room. My mom, he's in his 30s with a kid now, And my mom still goes, oh, the crumbs. The crumbs, kid.
You're European. That makes sense. That makes sense why they're like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she's just raised like that.
It is very... She definitely gets it from my grandma, too. So, like, I see the cycle. I wish I kind of got some of it, because I'm a slob. All right. Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. So I'm going to give this couple very inappropriate. Should have been doing it. I don't think the penile implant is an excuse. Maybe it doesn't work in the water? I don't know. I knew someone that had one. My dad's boss when I was a kid was an elderly man who was very rich. And he had a hot young wife. And he had it. And his was like the Nike pump. But it was on his hip. And one side inflated and one side deflated.
What he? How did you even know that? Did he just announce it to his?
I don't know. It was
team.
My dad told me once, and he apparently talked about it at a party. Because they were like, I think they were like, how, you know? Because he was like in his 70s or 80s.
Oh.
And they're like, what's the point of having the young chick? And he's like, oh, I took care of that. This is pre pills.
And this is pre, like, HR was not doing their job back in the day, I guess.
There's no HR. I grew up in a, every single job site or business my dad worked with, their Christmas gift was Bikini Girl calendars. And then I would steal them out of the mail.
This is early 2000s? 90s. 90s,
but okay. Every shop, every distributor, everywhere we went, they would have the name of the business. And then a calendar of girls in bikinis. And that would be what you got every year in the mail for Christmas.
And your mom was like, this is pornography.
No, those went in the shop. My mom didn't see those. And was very upset when she found them.
Damn. Shop? Wait, what shop? Is
this? I lived above my dad's welding shop.
Oh, okay. A welder, so German.
No, my dad's Italian.
Oh.
But my grandpa was. There was welders on the other side as well.
Wow.
So my whole life, I grew up with, there was naked calendar girls in everybody's office, and somebody asked me recently about my tattoos, why I have naked ladies on me. I was like, everyone I grew up with that my dad knew had naked ladies tattooed on them. I thought that's just what you did when you grew up. Everyone had naked ladies on them, because we're garbage people.
I mean, they look cool.
I particularly like it.
To be fair, it's the only way you were ever going to get a naked lady on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. To the man who's happily married. To an unhappy woman. All right. We got a bunch of other shit. Hey, this is a fun one. Dear Abby, I don't think my marriage will survive my dream road trip. Shannon, what the fuck's that mean?
Okay. I'm just going to read the letter, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Dear Abby, I have just retired. Hold on, Ed. Sorry. I have just retired and want to spend the summer taking a long road trip from Florida to Alaska and back. I've dreamed of it all my life and finally have the time and money to do it. My husband hates long road trips and I don't want to take him. He would be miserable and make me miserable in the process. Further, he has a list of demands. No more than 6 hours of driving per day. A nice hotel every night rather than camping out, which I prefer, and leasing a gas-guzzling SUV rather than my energy-efficient midsize car. That would triple the amount of time and money this will cost. I suspect some or all of his demands are passive-aggressive because he really doesn't want the trip to happen. I understand my husband not wanting to sit at home for home alone for weeks while I enjoy myself photographing bears, moose, and elk in the Yukon Territory, and I do worry about his ability to take care of himself in the house. Honestly, though, I'm not sure our marriage could survive this trip. I'm seriously considering just sneaking out the door and sending him postcards. Any ideas? Solo traveler.
I have a lot of opinions about this. I would love for you guys to start.
You sound like he sucks.
He sounds like a dickhead to me. That's manipulative.
Just leave. I would just leave. But like, I won't even be like, here's some food and water. I'm see you in like 2 weeks.
First of all, if you're worried he can't take care of himself, that's a whole other issue.
You signed up for that.
But he's a human being.
Right.
What do you got to leave him cereal?
Right.
He's not retarded. Is he retarded? Is he an invalid? I don't mean to use the R word, but is he, can he physically or mentally not take care of himself? Or are you being overbearing? Other side. Yeah, that guy kind of sucks. The nice hotel. Okay, I get the hotel thing. I'm an indoors boy. I don't want to camp. RV, maybe. But also, I wouldn't want to drive in that as a nervous person. I get hotel. Renting the car, I think, is being a little bougie. And the 6 hours of driving a day, all right, don't be a pussy.
Yeah, that's whack. It's just a lot of restrictions, and you're like a man, like, not to sound like all gender roly, but I'm like, come on, dude. Like, how is he incapable of doing a lot though physically? Maybe she didn't mention that. She would mention that he's handicapped, she said that, right?
Yeah, I think she would say, right?
Yeah, I think it sounds like they just aren't a good fit as a couple. If she like wants to camp and like photograph elk, and he like wants to be in an SUV,
yeah,
that she's like worried is guzzling too much gas.
I think there's a compromise to be made here, which is she should drive and he should fly and meet her.
Yeah, that or get that RV. Does he not? Oh, he wants to be in a hotel, right?
Yeah. By the way, RV is not bad.
No, it's like nice glamping.
I've done like tours. If you could shit on an RV, I could live on it. Very, very comfortable. The one thing I should have done was bring DVDs. Because I didn't realize the TV just doesn't work. It's connected to nothing. Had I brought movies, that would have been the easiest trip in the world. Super comfy. More space than you realize. Like, you've got spots to go hide. Pretty comfy. I think this dude just sucks.
I think he should stay home. I don't see the point of him flying out. Then she's got to coordinate him going to the forest with her. Like, does he even want to be there? I'm so, like, what?
I would say, in my marriage, my chick doesn't necessarily travel great. She gets very flustered. She gets nervous in new places. Like, she doesn't like, she came, I was in Philly for shows. And I had to go on, like, a Wednesday. But I said, I'm going to be there Saturday, Sunday. Come meet me. And she's like, what do I do when I get to the train station? I went, take an Uber to the hotel. And she goes, which way do I go?
Oh, she
didn't. And I went, I don't fucking look up.
She doesn't want to go. That's what it is. She doesn't want to go.
Yeah. She doesn't, or like, just little, like, I'm so used to traveling and so used to being in a different place every night that it's fucking nothing. It's still like, she's a by the way, this also shows what shitty hotels I get most of the time. We went to a friend's wedding, and it said, welcome Mr. and Mrs. Amico on the TV. And she went, how does it know our names? And I went, because we checked in. And she went, but I've never seen it. I was like, don't worry, it's all right, you bumpkin. And then she looks at the mini bar, and she goes, $8 for a bottle of water? I went, yeah, it's a nice hotel. They do that. She's like, who would pay that? And the second she said it, I went, I bet me. Because I know now that she saw that $8 water, she's going to need to try it. And she made it a day and then woke up the next day and went, I'm going to open that water. I'm so thirsty. I was like, I fucking knew. The second you said that water was $8, I knew you were opening it.
Yeah, I feel like I just crash out anywhere. I'm like, not hard to. Like, I'll sleep at the bus station. I'm a psycho.
Yeah,
we're disgusting.
We're actually like going to Binghamton like at the end of the month, and we're like doing a little like outdoorsy.
That's fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm opening up for this one. So yeah,
that's fun.
We're doing a place with an outdoor shower, which I've never done before. Have you?
No, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Have you done one?
I'm a big proponent of the dude wipes and then find a real shower.
Puerto Rican shower.
We call it, yeah, an Italian shower, Puerto Rican shower, yeah. I like the, you get the big pack of dude wipes and you do the gas station shower. Outdoor shower, I mean, I could do it. It's a pain in the dick. I don't like it. No one wants to see that. I've done campgrounds and shit with it. I don't care. I have no shame. Like, I'm not embarrassed. It's just gross. I don't want to shower somewhere where I need fucking flip-flops.
Would you rather take an outdoor shower or touch a poop dollar?
Ooh, outdoor shower.
Okay.
Is that...
Because I'd be afraid of getting sick from the poop dollar. I'd be afraid of getting ill in a place without running water or toilets, because it's porta potties out there. And the idea of having a poop-related disorder without toilets is very stressful.
Yeah, that is true.
And I did get very ill the last day of the last gathering I went to, because I brought food, but they have like carnival stands. And a few of them, I'm like, I don't think these are
inspected. They're not washing their hands.
And the last day I got drunk and got food from one of the things. And spent the entire next day on the toilet.
Is this Juggalo? Is this in Ohio? Where is
it? It was in Ohio. This year is going to be in Missouri.
Whoa. Even worse of a state. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out. I asked the booker about my flight info, and he's like, we're figuring it out. The airport's 3 hours away from the venue.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
In a secluded area. I get it.
Do it for the bit. Do for the bit.
But yes, I think I'd rather shower than poop. They're not the most healthy looking people as it is. So I'd imagine whatever they're carrying ain't good.
Mm.
I'd go to a Juggalo Fest. When is that?
August 19th, I think I'm leaving.
I can't. Damn. I was like, I'm gonna invite myself. Sounds like a fun time.
It's very fun. It's way bigger than you think it's going to be when you get there. It's miles.
Wow.
Like, the stages are miles. Like, the artists get golf carts because you'll have a show, and then you'll have a show 20 minutes later, 2 miles away.
Whoa. Is it, like, Limp Bizkit? Like, who's on this line?
No. there's been decent, like, you know, like, last year, Gwar, It's more rap.
Okay.
So last year, I think, was Immortal Technique, Tech N9ne, 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, shit.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. This year is Hatebreed, Vanilla Ice, sick. Millie from Millie Vanilli.
What?
And I believe Tech N9ne again. And another big hip hop group I can't remember.
We need to go next year. We should. Yeah. I could see wear Cookie Monster pajama pants with a bikini top. Are you kidding me?
You'd be overdressed. That's the tuxedo.
Yeah.
That would be like if you came in a ball gown. The fact that you're showing up with all your limbs is already cocky. The first time when we got there, Big J and I got in a golf cart just to do the perimeter, and it was like us doing Planet Earth, like just trying to. And within the first 5 minutes, I saw a one-armed pregnant woman smoking with a beer in her same hand, I saw a man laying in a field jerking off in short, in basketball shorts. I think he was really fucked up and didn't know where he was. Basically, everyone there looks... You remember the mean kid in the first Toy Story, Sid?
Yeah.
And he made his own mutant toys? Everyone there looks like that. Like, no one's all their original parts.
That sounds awesome.
It's pretty fun.
And you hear, like, rap music over that? That's
yeah,
so
it's sick. Pretty... It's pretty great. And it's also 24 hours. Like, people... Because you camp there if you want. So it's, like, different campgrounds, and people, like, name their campground, and, like, you know, it'll be, like, Hatchet Camp, and, like, so, or then people will be, like, we're having a party at this campground at 3 a.m.
How much are these tickets?
They're pretty expensive. They're not crazy. They're, like, a couple hundred.
Okay. Oh, like,
and then
the
it's
average.
More to get the RV pass, I think.
Wow.
Or, like a camping pass, yeah.
Music festival or something.
Oh, yeah, it's 25 years or something.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's super fun. And then there's wrestling at like 2 a.m, which is super fun. All right. But yeah, road trip, fuck them. next thing. German company's smart toilet seat can tell you if you have a heart problem. Shannon.
I know you like the toilet seat stuff.
I do.
So this one, basically when you sit on it, it can test your heart rhythm just about as good as a hospital EKG can, and it can detect if you have AFib, which is a you know a different rhythm in your heart, slowing down, speeding up, skipping beats. And it says that more and more Americans have AFib, but like never actually know that they have it until they have a stroke or a heart attack. So just sitting on this toilet for 30 seconds can give you a scan and tell you if you have AFib.
Great. Now I have to dread every time I shit to find out that my heart's going. Yeah, no, that's, I guess it's very good, but it would also give me poop anxiety.
Why does it need to be built into the toilet?
That is true. You could probably just get a thing.
Yeah. I just don't want to know. I just don't want to. I'm like, for thousands and thousands of years, we've all just went with the flow. I don't want to know that something's wrong with my heart. I just, if it's my time, it's my time. So,
well, you don't want to have a stroke. Like, strokes fuck you up.
Yeah.
And you can be on preventative medication, I think, is the idea. Like, if you know.
I mean, I think I don't need the toilet to tell me there's something wrong with me as much as I just need to look in it. You go, oh, yeah, there's not, that's not good.
Yeah.
First of all, the second I sit on it, it's going to be like, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, one at a time. I don't want to get insulted by my toilet.
There's other machinery that can tell me that.
Yeah, can't you just go to the drugstore and put your arm in the thing?
Oh, also, no, that's for blood pressure.
Oh.
But I mean, Apple, most like smartwatches now have an AFib detector.
Oh, okay.
Like, I actually know somebody that found out he had AFib through his watch. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. They don't have the price of it, and it's only in Germany right now. But yeah, it's interesting.
No, it's a good piece. There's just, you know, and I'm a big fan. There's a toilet now in some countries that's mobile. And you can call it to your room like a Roomba. Shannon, can you look that up?
Yeah, we talked about it on.
Oh, we did?
Show. Yeah, I showed it to you. Yeah, in Japan.
I'll yeah, yeah. It like you can call your toilet.
Would it be Japan?
Yeah. I would love a fancy toilet. Big fan of the bidet. Game changer.
The Roomba toilet sounds like it's more of an Israeli invention.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. I would use that toilet.
China, sorry, I'm racist.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. First of all, I would ride around outside like Professor X.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then it docks.
Do we need the captain armrest things on those?
It's for the like, mobility impaired people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's right. Not just for people like me who have a massive diarrhea.
Balance yourself on
my question, Chad, did they say how it empties?
Yeah, it has a, it connects to your like plumbing, and it,
okay,
it dumps and self cleans, like UV light to disinfect. They got all this stuff.
Okay, that's pretty good then.
What do I just snap my fingers and my toilet comes?
Oh, toilet.
Just shit in front of all my friends. Like, sorry, I had to go so bad.
I would love, I suggested on this show, so there's a sugar-free habanero candy that supposedly if you eat the whole bag, you just, because sugar-free candy already makes you shit.
Mm.
But it's like a spicy sugar-free candy that if you eat the whole bag, you are committed to a day of shitting.
Damn.
And I said either that or the stuff you take before a colonoscopy. And I want to do a podcast, like remote podcast, where everyone sets up a microphone and a table in front of their toilet. And it's just a 4-hour stream of everyone having diarrhea.
God, that's
awesome. While trying to do a podcast.
I would crush that podcast. I have a lot. I actually, like, I have so much diarrhea. Like, I've done a colonoscopy twice, and, like, I did the prep, and I was like, huh, this is, like, everyone says this is horrible.
This is just a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Your tiny Jewish belly?
Yeah.
Your upset Jewish tummy?
Yeah, like, I'm like, that's kind of my normal. Yeah, so I think I could podcast through.
It would be pretty fun. I think it would be, because what I had suggested was a goal, like, you know, the last person to hold it in.
Oh.
Get some, like, if you can fight it.
Fuck.
You know?
I'm like, is it cheaper than Ozempic? Like, you'd probably lose mad weight just shitting yourself all the time.
I'd imagine a lot of it's water weight.
Oh, okay. That's not.
I'd imagine you gain, it's like kind of when you lose weight on and you have the flu.
Okay.
You're gonna get it back pretty quick.
Yeah, you have to have constant diarrhea to maintain the weight loss. That's why I'm.
I feel like I do have a lot.
That's her secret. She's always shitting.
Yeah, I mean, I have a joke that I do. Like, people like ask me all the time, like, how do you eat so much crap and stay so thin? And I'm like, isn't it obvious? I poop a lot, you know.
I'm always shitting.
Yeah.
I poop a lot and I'm still chubby, so I don't understand what that's all about.
Maybe you'd be chubbier without.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't know what, but
Shannon, I know you don't shit, so don't worry. We're not gonna involve you in this conversation. I would like to know the prep for the colonoscopy, just because of my obsession with the blue collar comedy tour, and I've heard two different one of those guys do the bit about getting it. I am curious.
Have you never had one?
No. It's coming on. I mean, I'm almost 40. It's about time. I am very curious because I want to do one. I love the videos of people having a fart before they can get released from the hospital. And I want one so bad of me just destroying a hospital. Of me just really blowing up a hospital. I'd be like the Joker in the nurse outfit. But it's all farts. You know what I'm talking about, right? When people leave a colonoscopy, the nurse has to see them fart a bunch before they can get cleared.
I don't think that's part of it. I don't remember that.
Shannon?
Pull it up.
It's part of some procedures, but I don't recall that.
It might have been something. It's not a... Is it colonoscopy when they put the camera in?
Yeah.
I think it might be colonoscopy. Maybe they just wanted you out of there. Hey, get this fucking mad shitter out of here. We're running out of bedpans.
But I don't know, maybe I just don't. You can black out on anesthesia, so maybe I don't remember it.
Oh yeah, well, so that's, they're also usually loopy from pain medicine, which is also very funny. Shannon, did you find anything?
Sorry, I was looking up the process for it. I missed your prompt.
Videos of people farting after their colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah, that's probably one of my favorites from being on the show so much. One second.
Because they're thunderous.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's air that got in there. It's not air that was in you.
I'm sure mine was very demure.
I hate this. Oh my God.
like people share too much of their lives on the internet.
Oh my God.
Do we need to see this?
You can just tell who's done anal.
Okay. I was at my sister-in-law's house all weekend, and they have a pit bull named Bela, and Bela got a very upset tummy. And Bela dropped some bad ones as it is. I swear to God, she was asleep on the couch, and she changed positions, and I went, oh, let me lay next to the dog. And I put my head where her ass had just been. I felt like I was bobbing for apples and diarrhea. It was the smelliest. She ruined every dinner for 3 days by getting under the table and farting, and everyone had to get up.
Dog farts are just nuclear. They're disgusting.
And I will say I have used the dog as an excuse more than once. And last Christmas, my sister-in-law made my favorite, which is prime rib with horseradish. And she also made, I'm thinking of St. Patrick's Day now. They made corned beef and cabbage, which is a bad one. The cabbage really gets me.
So good, though.
And I farted so bad after St. Patrick's Day, they thought the pit bull shit on the floor and started yelling at her, going, where did you poop? And I had to go. I farted really bad.
Jesus. There was this one time I went to a prop house for work, and I had to use the restroom so bad. I think I ate like bad eggs or something. And I'm like, can I use your restroom? Like, of course you can. So I use the restroom. I'm thinking every bathroom should have like teak wood or incense, something, spray, poop, whatever that poopery. Yes. This place had nothing. I destroy this toilet. Like my shit is black. I'm like, I feel gross. And I'm like, oh shit, I hope it doesn't smell. As I leave, I get the props. I'm like, all right, thanks. I realize I left my keys. I'm in the Uber already. Tell them to turn around. It's only been like 2 minutes. I go back. They're fanning the place. There's incense going. Everything's open in this prop house. And they saw my face and were like shocked that I came back. And I was like, hey, I left my keys here. I'm so sorry that I... They're like, yeah, it's fine. It's over there. And then this lady's just with her little teak wood. I'm like, where was that teak wood in the bathroom?
My one of my best friends is my friend Sabrina, and she's probably about 90 pounds. Tiny, tiny Jealous. Little thing. And she's half Puerto Rican and half Arab. And I have never seen someone destroy a bathroom. She was dating my friend Justin, whose dad was a preacher. And she was shitting. It was so bad. That he came. You remember on The Simpsons when Lisa stole the pig for the barbecue and Marge just went, Bart! And he goes, I'm right here. Sorry. His dad came downstairs in the middle of Sabrina blowing up the bathroom and went, is Zach in there shitting? And I was sitting on the couch. And I went, I'm here. And he goes, oh, Jesus. And he was literally spraying Febreze under the door while she was shitting. And then one time when it was still Eastville, the club on 4th, she came to see me. And they had to police tape the bathroom door closed after she went in because she destroyed the toilet and clogged it.
Never judge a size. You never know who's going to drop a fucking...
Oh, yeah. She dropped a bomb. It's also my only friend who's ever been got caught shitting in Union Square and got a ticket for public urination.
Why would she shit in Union Square?
She shit in a bush, but the cop thought she was pissing and just gave her a public urination ticket.
Why does she do that?
I think it was like 2 a.m. and there was nothing close.
Oh my God.
Just man up and poop yourself at that point.
Yeah,
you know?
Fuck.
It happens to the best of us. Sometimes You know, I've said I travel with Alex Tomaselli a lot. That is my designated road driver. And we like to stop anywhere to eat where the sign just says eat with an arrow.
Love that.
And yeah, some of those rides home have been pretty precarious. And I did shit my pants on my own elevator coming home. Because the second you see your house, it always gets so much worse.
Yeah. Oh, you feel it poking out and everything. And
you're prairie dogging. But then by the time your key gets in the door, your asshole's like, oh, we're here. All systems go. And what had happened was I was on my elevator. Then a guy ran in and asked me to hold it. And then he checked his mail.
No.
So I'm dying. He gets off the elevator a few floors before me, and I coughed and fully shit my pants.
Oh, my God.
And, like, not like a log.
The worst is when you throw up, and you know how your body just kind of, like...
Yes.
The last time I threw up, I shit myself, which was, like, what, a few months ago? And I'm like, damn it, I should have just sat on the toilet and just threw up in a little... can, or I'd rather throw up on the floor than shit on the floor.
I agree.
You know, it was disgusting. This is TMI. But
God, I really do have a style of podcasting. The amount of people I get to talk about shitting.
Rebecca, have you not shit yourself?
I just told you that I have a massive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What do you? Of course I have.
You have okay. Yeah, you have diarrhea, but I'm asking if you've.
I'm saying of course.
Oh. Yeah, of course. If it's always diarrhea, that means. This poor girl can't trust a fart.
Fucked up so many pants.
I mean, that's why I say your friend should have just pooped in her bed. Because
I agree.
You get to, you can like go walk to a bathroom at that point and clean it up instead of like, you know.
And you can throw out the underwear.
That's for amateurs. You clean it.
Oh my God. I guess it depends which the one I shit. I got rid of that. That was bad.
I don't know.
That was bad. Depends.
Have you ever
shit
yourself?
No, if it was depends, you could have thrown it out.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I did throw. I threw that one out because it depends what kind it was.
Yeah, no, she was talking about adult diapers are called depends.
Oh,
she's making a very clever joke.
You're amazing.
But no, I clean.
That's an old joke. That's an old joke. What does 80-year-old pussy taste like?
Depends.
friends in the booth, I need you to do something for me really quick. I need you to go on Amazon. And pre-order the Marvel Legends Mole Man figure. It should have went on pre-sale at 1 o'clock. You could put it on my account, whatever, or I'll pay you back. But it went on pre-sale, and I want to make sure I get it. Please confirm. I set an alarm, and I forgot I was going to be on the air.
It's a Mole Man action figure?
Yeah, Mole Space Man Marvel Legends. Is it coming up?
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry. This is the nerdiest. I'm sorry if your pussies were wet from all the diarrhea talk. But I need a toy. I need a toy for my collection.
I think your fans are really into this.
Scroll down. No.
Did I write it right? Mole Man Marvel Legends figure.
Yeah, I'll figure it out when I get off the air.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure. Maybe it won't sell out. I call it my nerd shelf, and I have all my favorite villains, and I take it pretty seriously.
No image. We need to see. You don't have a photo of that?
That's on my Instagram. I have a ton on my Instagram.
Okay.
I have too many. It's getting. I'm not like Mike Lawrence level, where he's got like 400.
You getting there?
No, I probably have like a good 60. I keep it to just people I really like. But it's still not becoming.
Not hoarderish yet.
No, and I don't keep them in the package anymore. I rather display them and have fun. I used to be a bit... When I was growing up, my family would encourage me not to open toys. And my grandma would always go, that's going to be worth a lot of money when you're an old man. So when I was a kid, I would always ask for two of stuff so that I could save one because I was convinced everything was going to be worth a ton of money. My mom recently mailed me a box of toys I never opened. And she was, you could put it on eBay.
Wow.
Every single thing was worth less than the price tag on it from 20 years ago.
That action figure over there, my dad like got that for me when the Watchmen movie came out, and he was like, don't take this out of the box.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm finally at the point where I'm like, I don't want this anymore. And I did check the value to see if it like was, and it's like, it's $20.
Yep. Most of them, it is not worth it. But then I always feel like there's certain ones I fall in love with, and those are always the ones that get crazy expensive. But I won't spend more than, I usually tap out at about 60. Because I feel like that's a fair.
For dating, too.
What? Yeah, absolutely. Now, my record is, what's the oldest person, what's the biggest age difference you ever had with a partner?
A partner, like romantic, actually dating. Yeah,
or just fucking.
Okay.
My oldest is 39.
He said he was, I was what, 21 at the time, and he was 30. He said he was 33. I'm sure he was 42.
Wait, how old were you actually?
I was 21.
Okay.
I was in college.
But you said you were 22?
I was 21 and he was 30. He said he was 32, but I was like, bro, you look like you're like hitting early 40s. But I didn't, he was paying me, so I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I didn't want to say it was that. Yeah, it was like a good like decade, maybe like 10 years.
I think mine is mid-20s and 45.
That's
not bad.
No.
I'd go older. I would have no problem older now.
But would you do it in a pool in front of children?
100%. Dude, look at me. Of course. I was built for public pool inappropriateness. My family would be happy there was a woman there and I wasn't doing it by myself in front of kids. that would be like, wow, thank God. He's not as bad as we thought. There's another Zach Amico who got arrested for child pornography.
Oh, that sucks. So when people search you, it's that guy?
And they're not even surprised.
Yeah. No, my mom's cousin called her and like talked to her about it. And was like, you know, I always thought you raised him better than that. It must be some influence. She goes, I wouldn't blame yourself. And my mom's like, what are you talking about? She's like, Zachary getting arrested for child pornography. Oh. And my mom's like, what the fuck? And then I had a good, and then of course, talk yourself out of that one. Oh, I had to find the article and send it to her with the picture of the other guy.
That's horrific.
Was it creating or watching?
I believe downloading and distributing. However, there are multiple other Zach D'Amicos who are regular people, and I think I've ruined their life, because when you try and search their name, it changes to me.
Mm.
So I think Turnabout is fair play, and the amount of other Zach D'Amicos I've ruined, that I do deserve one. I also deserve whatever bad happens to me.
God.
Because there's a Zach D'Amico who's like, he was a college wrestler. He's super handsome. He's like a successful businessman. But every time you try and Google him, it's all me. And he goes, did you mean this morbidly obese bisexual cat clown? All right, we'll do one or two more things before we get out of here. Here we go. Are you guys familiar with Mackenzie Shirilla?
Mackenzie Shirilla. Yes, that bitch that drove into a wall.
Yes. Rebecca, are you familiar?
Yeah.
So for people that are, we've covered her a bunch. Her nickname in prison is Shirilla the Killer. She is a lady who was in a car with her boyfriend and his friend, and she drove at top speed into a wall, killing them both. She got charged with it because they found out she had done a dry run of that route. A couple days before via her GPS, as well as she tried to say that she was narcoleptic, and we found that she was trying to speak carny with her mother to say that she had an epileptic seizure, and what are we going to tell the cops? And she got caught with all that, as well as did an interview from jail where she breaks crying to go, is that enough?
Yeah.
She's great. She's great. She's a complete lunatic and a psychopath. But we have this now. Mackenzie Shirilla, jail phone call with mom. Shannon.
How am I going to make this one book stretch?
You may have to read it a couple times.
I'm not reading the same book over and over and over and over again.
I don't know, Kenzie. I don't know. This super, super sucks. I mean, they should have, like, when you come, they should be able to give you, like, a welcome... Not a welcome thing, but like, you're new. It's going to take a week to get your commissary. Here's some shit.
We need to just figure out this iPad like ASAP. Like, I'm so for real.
And my visitation is still pending for my video visit. And there's no, they're just said they'll contact me when I'm approved. So.
And get all my friends to make them too.
I did. I sent it to everybody.
Okay, I get that she sounds entitled.
I'm annoyed. But
yeah, this is gonna fuck until you get your.
Like it's only 3:30. How is it only 3:30? For real.
I don't know.
I did not even know it was only 3:30. I thought it was like 5. It's 3:30.
Pause.
Can you get a job?
No, because I have.
So she's mad that prison isn't more stimulating.
She's the worst.
Isn't that the point of prison?
Yes, you're supposed to your brain's supposed to rot. You're supposed to rot. You've killed two innocent people. Like you, why do you have an iPad in the first place?
The amount of the serious lack of remorse is shocking. And that she's like, I killed two people. Man, I only have one book.
She's also mad she didn't get a gift bag when she got to jail.
Oh, yeah, that there's not a VIP bag? That she doesn't get swag when you get in? There's not a swag bag?
Where's my welcome basket? Like, what the fuck?
No, I think, I think there are actually, like, horrific, like, problems with the prison industry.
Of course.
Like, I think, like, one of the things she's talking, I don't think they give you a toothbrush. I think they make you buy it. So, like, she might be going a week without a toothbrush or something. Like, there are basic necessities that they make you buy. Like, the for-profit prison industry is horrible.
Yes, the for-profit, private-owned prisons is horrendous, of course.
Yeah.
Do I watch way too many videos of people showing how to cook with commissary? Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's super, super fun. Some of it looks okay, some of it looks gross, but I'm always very impressed when they figure out how to deep fry.
Yeah, what are they using?
So they'll take coffee cans and oil, and then they take like the battery out of like a Walkman or something, and or like they'll take something electronic and they'll take it apart and plug it in and use it to heat up the oil, and they'll like dip like this. I saw a guy that was just making enchiladas and selling them.
Whoa.
And I still want to make toilet wine for the show.
You should. That sounds fun.
So you wouldn't reach in to get a $20 bill, but you would drink wine that was brewed in a toilet.
It's in a bag.
Oh, they don't do it right in it.
No. You put it in a bag. It ferments in the... So it needs to be in a closed container to ferment. And you like have to burp it. It's like you put fruit and sugar and a bunch of stuff in a bag and you let it ferment and then you have to like burp it. So that it doesn't explode.
I need to watch these videos.
Oh, I love watching people. Like how they like make treats for each other and stuff. How they make Laffy Taffy, which is sick. It's creamer and juice or whatever. And then they like put sugar in it. And then you roll it until it's taffy. And it takes like hours. And then you cut it into pieces and let it dry. And then they sell it.
They're like Martha Stewart up in that bitch.
So they'll take like a drink, like a mat. So if you have like a grape Kool-Aid, they put that in with coffee creamer and you add just a little bit of water at a time until it's the right consistency. And then you roll it out and make candy.
Wow. Jail doesn't sound that bad.
I'm sure it's awful. There's probably a lot of rape.
Yeah, I guess for the women too.
I bet you get assaulted quite a bit.
By guards. There are male guards that I read Orange is the New Black, and it's not fun like the TV show.
No.
It's about the horrors of. Anyway, sorry for.
No, you're fine. Okay. I'd imagine it's pretty tough. I've told it before. I had a friend who went to jail for a girl that went to jail for domestic abuse because her husband had flipper hands.
Flipper hands?
He was deformed.
Oh, like his skin is...
Yeah, he had lobster hands, and when the cops came, he hit her, and they got in a fight.
Oh, my God.
But when the cops came, they were like, well, we can't take the lobster man to jail.
Wait, why not? Didn't he slap her?
Because they said that he was incapable of doing the damage he did or something. I don't know. He had a good lawyer. So she went to jail, and she said that they would have masturbation contests. And it would be a bunch of girls, and they would all lay in a circle head-to-head like they were in a field in a movie. And they would all masturbate and call out whenever somebody had an orgasm. and they would like time each other and have contests for like who could come the most, who could come the fastest.
This was in New York?
No, this was in, I don't want to say where it was. Okay, it was Vegas. Yeah. Fuck it.
That sounds very Vegas. I'm like, do they do that in New York? Do we even have an outdoor?
I got a surprise middle of the night illegal phone call from a girl that had smuggled a phone in. And a different girl. And every, dude, this is me. Like, I am not a prize by any means. But the fact that they were talking to a guy, girls were just running in and taking their tits out. Wow. Because they heard someone had a boy on the phone. It was awesome. I was so mad they got caught with that phone. I was getting crazy, like, 4 a.m., like, powwow calls. And ladies were just like, does he want to see my tits?
That is
shout out bad bitches out there. All right, I think we're about done. Please support the bad. Tell everybody about your podcast real quick.
We read like really awfully written fan fiction.
And like, what would be some of the IP that you guys cover?
First season we did My Immortal. Which is like the, if you haven't heard of it, it's like widely considered to be like the worst fan fiction ever written.
Okay, what is it like?
Harry Potter.
Yeah,
it's that's like
a,
what I meant.
It's a goth retelling of Harry Potter.
Okay. Didn't 50 Shades of Grey started as
Twilight fan fiction?
Twilight, yes. Fan fiction, yeah. And they renamed it, right?
Yep.
So that's fun. That's cool. And have you ventured into any other characters?
Yeah, I think like we were doing this like super long Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, hell yeah.
We did My Little Pony, yeah. But that was a little more violent.
A cannibal there, My Little Pony.
There wasn't as much sex as we wanted.
Okay.
So it was just more like eating.
Question, did Sonic like chili dogs?
He liked slushies. I don't think he had
smoothies.
Much dogs.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, he loved chili dogs.
Yeah, the person writing that was not. Yeah,
that might be cartoon horrible. Canon. But yeah, I always remember because it was Julia White, Urkel, was the voice of Sonic.
Really?
In the cartoon when I was a kid, I believe. And yeah, he loved chili dogs, which is the number one sex act that my wife gets maddest when I talk about. You know what a chili dog is?
Like, not the food?
It's where you shit on a girl's chest and then titty fuck her.
Ugh.
I gotta get paid good fucking money for that. To get yeah. even shit on.
Absolutely. There's no... I couldn't imagine the negotiation. All right. Well, that was a fun, lovely day. Thank you so much to our wonderful guests, Rebecca Kaplan and Amanda Lynn Baez. Please support them. Go see them out on the road. And we will be back on Friday with our bonus episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's.